Welcome to Sustainable Talks with NNN, Nicolo Giusti and
Nicolo Duranti,
where we talk about sustainability in the fashion supply chain.
We interview the best players in fashion and challenge them to the real full sustainability.
From material suppliers to factories, designers, sustainable association and more. We want to make clarity if a fashion can be sustainable or not.
This podcast is sponsored by ourselves and no one else with our time, experience and fun.
We hope you have fun to listen to us and spread the word.
You can find us also in Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter.
Just search us as Sustainable Talks with NNN and you will find us.
Have fun!
Gold can be produced responsibly. There are good, traceable, responsible solutions. The Swiss Better Gold is one of these solutions, but I think we should collectively work on creating more awareness about these solutions.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Sustainable Talks with NNN. Hi from Nicolo.
Hi from Nicolo from Amsterdam.
And today we have Diana from Switzerland.
Thank you very much to both Nicolas, Diana Kililas from Switzerland, indeed.
Today, guys, we are talking about gold. We are going off the grid. This is a new way for us to approach fashion sustainability. All the fashion houses have gold in the line, watches and jewelries and all of this. So it's very interesting to know from your perspective, what's the gold industry should do or already does?
Actually, gold is not so old-fashioned because it is also in the tools which are very modern and are also around you, like your smartphone. And given the fact that we have not one, but rather two or even more smartphones around us, yes, you see my confirmation. Gold is indeed everywhere and looks like the demand for gold will only be increasing. Diana Kunilas, I'm the Secretary General of the Swiss Better Gold Association. I am working together with this association for 3 years. In my previous professional career, I have been working with a watch and jewelry brand as a sustainability manager. Previous to that, I was involved in the humanitarian world. So somehow I made a different parcours, as we say in French, and went from the humanitarian world all the way to the luxury industry. And now I'm here with this initiative, which is somehow in the middle between the international cooperation and the luxury world. Guess it's the right place to be for me and for my personality.
Some people may say it's very different and opposite. World.
In a way, yes, it is true. So I've been involved with the International Committee of the Red Cross, which is working in the post-conflict environment. From that world, I ended up in the luxury industry, so watch and jewelry industry, which is a very important industry here in Switzerland. In this industry, I was doing what I could do the best. It was sustainability.
Tell us, what is sustainability for you?
To me, sustainability is all about respect. Privately for ourselves, it's what we call ethics, your personal ethics. And in the corporate world, we call it sustainability. And for me, it is how respectfully you do your business towards the planet, resources, people who are doing your product or who are contributing to that product through servicing or manufacturing services or other type of services. So all this respect and also respect to the end user so that all as users, we are not ashamed of using this product. We have to also respect where it comes from and how it was made. For me, altogether, it is about respect.
Now, from the watch industry, you went into Sustainable Better Gold Association. What is the association doing and how was born?
So it was all born in 2013. It was created by the Swiss players of the gold industry because especially for the brands, it was very important to know where the gold comes from. So the next question is how sustainably it has been extracted. Because we all know about good or bad ways of extraction, all the challenges that are related to the extraction of, of minerals or using the natural resources. And for these people, it was important that what they use in their creations, it is not related to any kind of environmental or human right violation. It was the beginning of the anonymous way of living of gold. In the first few years, we have been just few members. It was about four founding members who wanted to know the provenance and to improve something on the ground. So we have set up this association with the dual objective of supporting artisanal small-scale mining and facilitating access of this traceable, responsible gold to these brands, to the members of the association. From the beginning, we understood that as an association, if we don't build a strong partnership, strong alliance, we will not reach very far. And this is why we approached the Swiss Secretariat for Economic Affairs, that is the equivalent of the Ministry of Economy. And we said, okay, we have this idea. We want to support artisanal gold miners. What can we do? And together we launched our program, which is called the Better Gold Initiative, which we since then run in Latin America.
What is gold net worth? What is the gold industry overview? How is mined, where is mined, and what's the major ESG issues related to gold industry?
A kilo of gold today is around $50,000. It is produced mainly in three different ways. There are three different sources of gold. There are large-scale mining operations, mainly in Canada, USA, some in Australia, in Russia. And these very big companies, they produce 80% of the world gold. So it is a massive production. These corporations are enormous, very well equipped, mechanized, and they employ very little people because it is highly mechanized environment. And then you have artisanal and small-scale gold miners, which produce on average 15 to 17% of the world gold. However, they employ 80% of the workforce. Overall, in the artisanal small-scale mining, there are estimates of 40 million employed in the sector. I have a very good example to compare. In Ghana, for example, one of the main producing countries, you have in large-scale mining, 4,000 people employed in large-scale mining. And you have more than a million in artisanal and small-scale mining, just on one country, in one example. So that are the two main, what we call the primary gold production. And then we have the recycle, it can be industrial waste, it can be old jewelry, those that you mentioned earlier in our discussion, and you don't want to have it in your drawer anymore, and it gets recycled. The electronic equipment, the e-waste, and it is also more and more contributing to the recycle. So that are the three sources of gold. And each of these have its own challenge, of course. If we say large-scale gold mining, of course, then you imagine these huge mining operations, open pit operations, digging deep holes in the earth with all the emissions. You can imagine all the environmental challenges can involve. Sometimes it's also synonymous of displacing local populations because of the growing concession, etc. So there's a lot of challenges related to the large-scale gold mining, but also to the small-scale mining. Small-scale gold mining is practiced very often by informal people. There's this kind of phenomenon of gold rush, people who are not necessarily organized in companies or in cooperatives, just individual, or those who are formalizing but not quite achieved all the steps of the formalization. You have all different sort of scenarios. And there, unfortunately, what the challenges are also big, numerous. We can speak about mercury use in by artisanal miners. We can speak of human rights violations, of forced labor, different sort of illegal mining, and therefore feeding illegal money laundering processes or some other kind of illegal activities.
So Better Gold Association is here to protect and to enhance the small mining production? Why you didn't go through the big mining companies? What is
too easy to be fun?
Because
as I was saying, if we think 40 million people, I think indeed
it's a big social issue.
Exactly, it is a responsibility, because we can't say, okay, we will go easy way, we will go by large scale mining or by recycled sources, and we do not source artisanal small scale gold. But then what does it mean? That it means that these people to whom it is the only source of living, we cut them all possibilities to survive. As the responsible businesses, we can't do that. We have to engage and we have to accompany these miners to become better, rather than to turn them our backs and say it is easier to go by large scale or recycled sources.
What is Switzerland in regards of the global consumption?
It is a huge hub. 70% of the installed capacity of refining gold is placed in Switzerland. It doesn't mean that all the 70% go through Switzerland, but it is still an important hub. It is also the place of headquarters of four major refining companies of the world: Argor Hedeus, Balkan-B, MKS Pump, and Metalor. These are really the big refineries of the world. It is also home of more than 300 watch and jewelry brands, employing more than 50,000 people.
What is the achievement that SBGA got?
We set up our initiative in 2013. Back then, we started only in one country. It was Peru. And slowly, we have opened new countries like Colombia and Bolivia. And now we are working in these three countries. And in the first year, through our supply chains in Peru, we have exported 27 kilos over the year. Today, the 2020, for example, we have closed with more than 2,000 kilos, so 2 tons. We can be extremely proud of a nice project we are running and a supply chain we have established from Colombia, where we work with gold panners. These are the very smallest gold producers. They can produce up to 400 grams a year. And these guys, these people are now exporting to Switzerland, and their production is today part of the watches and jewelry made here in Switzerland. That's an important achievement because it works in both directions. We give an identity to the user of this gold, to the brand, but also to the producer. They know for the first time, they know where this gold goes to. And there is this connection between the two. It is not an anonymous raw material anymore. It has a story to share.
Is the industry a self-regulated industry and there is no third party looking into it? Or do you guys have auditors?
I think it's important that we maintain a third eye on all what we do. It is healthy and it is needed. At the beginning, we used to support different certification schemes. However, we understood that for the miners, it is not the only solution to become eligible to responsible practices. Sometimes they don't want to become certified. It is difficult for them to handle. However, it doesn't mean that they are not responsible. Therefore, we really had to come out with another way of ensuring that what we pretend, it is what it is in the reality. Therefore, we have developed a system of independent verification to what we do. So our teams are on the ground. They do their work of accompanying the miners. And afterwards, we have a verification episode from an independent partner. That is from the operational side, from the field side. What also I can say from this side of the downstream partners, they also adhere to different certification schemes. For example, the refiners are LBMA accredited, London Bullion Market Association, so they are good delivery accredited, or also another certification, which is called the Responsible Jewelry Council certification, which also relies on third-party audits to verify the practices of their members. And it is a system of certification which has been launched by the watch and jewelry industry and has now reached a very mature stage, and they count with 1,400 accredited members. So it is really becoming a benchmark, a standard, referral standard within the watching jewelry industry.
How many certification there are in gold?
Altogether, in the extractive, I have counted something like 150 different certifications.
It's a nice jungle.
It is a nice jungle. All of jokes apart, I think it's all needed because it is a very big industry with very different sector segments inside the industry, and each of them needs its individual approach. Some of them are specifically designed for small-scale mining, some others are more for large-scale mining, some are transversely applying to all extractives, not necessarily to the gold, so they are very complementary.
Of course, the most difficult part is to go to the to change the way of working of the smallest one. How is your approach towards this small company that don't have the instrument to level up to a more sustainable mining, or that they are under some illegal management of the mining? How do you deal with that?
What we did is we designed an escalator approach where we identified few criteria for each step of the escalator approach. The entry point is the legality. We really need the entity that we engage with. It is a legal entity, and it is in, at least in the process of formalization, it is willing to improve, because there is, of course, part of illegal mining or informal mining, and that is not our cup of tea. If these are not in the process of improvement and there is no mood of improvement, it is definitely too big for us and for our association. When we see that there is a positive dynamic, we have defined together with our members a list of basic criteria: forced labor, child labor, being a legally set up organization. And from there, we can accompany them to the second step of the escalator. And in order to maintain the momentum and maintain their interest for why should they climb the escalator and improve this and this and that criteria or expectation from the market, we really paid attention to give them specific incentives at each step of the escalator. Because otherwise, they would take 2 to 3 years to fulfill all the criteria, and it is too far away for them to start trading when they are eligible. They need it now. Already at the first step of the escalator, the mines, they can enter into commercial relationship with our members. Meaning, for example, with the Swiss refiners, who would be offering already a better offtake prices than those that they can have locally. Also, at this very first step, they can benefit from the technical assistance of a Better Gold Initiative. Because very often these miners, what they need, it is that somebody tells them how to do mining better, because they never attended any schools, any university. They are not mining engineers. They are just simple miners. So therefore, having access to mining engineers, the geologists, people who know about mining and who can teach them better recovery rates, better management of mercury, even maybe sometimes organizational learnings on how to structure their work and do even accounting better, they really are eager to have this knowledge. From that first step, we bring them to the second step of the escalator, where there's 14 criteria. So at the first, we have 8 criteria, and on the second, 14. So on this level, either we look more in depth into the very first criteria, or we take into account new criteria like health and safety at work, cyanide management, mercury management, community relationships, etc. So, and when they fulfill with all these criteria, not only they can trade with our members, but they can also receive an additional premium for the gold they produce by respecting these criteria. So we have fixed this premium at $1 per gram, which is very pragmatic approach, where we can still do something on the ground with that money, but where at the same time from the downstream, it is a entry point that they can enter, they can bear with additional cost. And that dollar per gram in order to make this sustainable, because you were asking me how to make this sustainable over time, our approach was that when we capture $1 per gram, that we reinvest 70 cents for the mine that has produced this coal. They achieved all the criteria of the second step and they are the responsible producer. 15 cents go for the technical assistance of the mines which are still on the first step of the escalator. Because those guys on the first step, they just need an extra help to reach this extra mile. And we need to generate this money. So if we capture this $1 per gram, our idea is that part of this we reinvest into the future. And then there is the remaining 15 cents, which we reinvest for the verifications that I have just mentioned, the network of independent verifiers that we employ in Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, to make sure that our downstream partners are comfortable with the gold they purchase, that it fulfills all the expectations, all the criteria. That
this is an amazing deep dive in your organization. Lovely.
You can learn more on our website how it all works.
Yes, it's how the customer can buy the better gold.
So the Swiss Better Gold or the Better Gold Initiative, we decided that we are a B2B approach. We are not a consumer-facing approach. We are facilitators of these responsible supply chains. Therefore, the consumer who wants to buy responsibly products made of responsible gold, they should check on who are the members of the association. And all the members of the association are sourcing members. And therefore, they can find products by those banks or watch and jewelry institutions.
So basically, there is no, if I go in a jewelry, there is no sign of Better Gold Association.
Our members, they speak individually on their adhesion to the Swiss Better Gold Association. But we really left our members decide how they want to use this gold. Because some of them will say, oh, we want to use it on a it's called the mass balance approach. Because they have a certain volume of gold handled annually, and part of that gold will be from the Better Gold Initiative. Okay. Others will say, we will do a specific product line. And we really want that members, we don't want to refrain them from different options on how to use. For us, the important is that they keep sourcing and they keep supporting the artisanal miners. And then how they want to place that, how they want to position that product in the market, it is their choice.
I don't know if we want to go into traceability or just leave you the last words.
Gold can be produced responsibly. There are good traceable, responsible solutions. The Swiss Better Gold is one of these solutions, but I think we should collectively work on creating more awareness about this solution.
It was a great pleasure to talk to you today and sharing the world of gold that basically is not our but we love to learn.
Yes, with pleasure. And as I said, there's a lot of information you can find on our website.
Would be nice, Diana, and then we close, if one day we can organize a panel like the Linea Pelle, you know, the one we did like with two different, like a player, like one customer, one refiner, one miner, just to, you know, have a coffee table all together.
Yes, definitely. We can think about that. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Keep in touch then.
Ciao.
Bye. Ciao.
Ciao. If you like this episode and you would like to learn more about fashion and sustainability, check out the Sustainable Academy, a community of people like me and like you that like fashion and sustainability and they want to clean the greenwash. sustainableacademy.org